hunt breakthroughs, expect miracles. Introduction. OMG. I'm surprised, I'm amazed, I'm shocked, I'm devastated, I'm horrified, I'm flabbergasted, I'm blown away, I'm astonished, I'm overwhelmed, I'm ecstatic, I'm gutted. Wow! And that's just this morning. It's the exact opposite of Groundhog Day, and Forrest Gump only got it half right. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know when they are going to explode. Every morning I wake up in a fright because I don't know what happened during the night. But I do know that something happened during the night that will impact me. I know that something in the world will occur today that is going to change my world. It never seems as though I'm ready for it, but I always seem to get through it. I expect the unexpected, but I'm always surprised. Sometimes I get the surprises I love. Those are the surprises that I'm trying to seed every day. They thrill me, they make me believe in miracles all over again. And sometimes I get the surprises I hate. The moment I discover them, I feel nauseated, weakened, panic-stricken, and puny. They make me doubt myself right down to my DNA. Sound familiar so far? We're all unique, just like everybody else. The exact surprises may change, but surprise itself is the new normal. It's called disruption. Disruption can be a force majeure, an act of God that literally changes the landscape or blows things away. Or it can be an act of man or woman that shatters the status quo and redefines our marketplace. The sources of disruption may be disparate, but their impact is the same. We are forced to question everything we believe and begin again. Something expires and something originates in the same moment. Ambivalence is not an option. Doubt is not allowed. Apathy is obsolete. Fatigue must be overcome. Whatever else you decide, you must choose a way. You must choose a mindset. You must choose a philosophy. You must choose a course. You must be cause in the matter. You must be the disruptor. Now, if you think I'm being extreme, I'm already succeeding. I'm confronting you with the first dilemma of disruption. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to be willing to go first. Sometimes you might even have to go too far in order to go far enough. The alternative is to be the disruptee. It means playing the victim while you search for blame, not breakthroughs. It means feeling miserable while you feel helpless. It means following others' dreams while you live the nightmare. Things don't have to be awful for them to be a nightmare. They just have to be ho-hum. Middle of the road is where you get run over. Average is purgatory. One thing is for certain. No matter how chaotic things are right now, they are the calmest they are ever going to be. No matter how fast things are moving, they are moving at the slowest pace they're ever going to move. It only gets more interesting from here. As the ancient Chinese curse states, may you live in interesting times. In my book, however, living in interesting times is a blessing. It's an invitation to be extraordinary. It's the future. This is not a time to pull back. It's not a time to understate your potential or inhibit your influence. This time requires a passion for the grind that sharpens you up, not wears you down. The people around you are hungry for your contribution. They want to be inspired to excel, and they want to be exhilarated. They may not even know exactly what they want, but they'll know it when they see it. As the founder of Red Bull, Dietrich Mateschitz, said, quote, "If we don't create the market, it doesn't exist," end quote. Mateschitz clearly understood that if you don't demonstrate your value, you won't be valuable. It's as simple as that. The breakthrough innovations come when the tension is greatest and the resources are most limited, says leading strategist Clayton Christensen. That's when people are actually a lot more open to rethinking the fundamental way they do business. Tensions are high and running higher. Resources are tight and getting tighter. It's an open and shut case. Either you're open to extreme change or you'll be shut down by it. Where do you stand? Are you willing to change the world around you? Are you willing to take a leap even though you could fall? I'm counting on you to take the leap, and so are many others. If you go first, somebody, somewhere will be inspired into action that will inspire someone else somewhere, and the virtuous cycle will continue. Rethinking the fundamental way in which you do business means rethinking the fundamental way in which you think and act. It means consciously re-evaluating your relationship with your environment and your community so you can reset and re-engage for success. The alternative is oblivion. Nothing is more obsolete than someone who is a prisoner of the past. Do you feel ready to move on? Can you handle the truths? Are you up for the adventure? Then let's dance. How to use this audiobook. You know, the phrase I most like to hear from others is, "I never thought of it that way." Sometimes a mere nuance can make a massive difference. Often all it takes is a slight pivot in your direction to discover a whole new vista of opportunity. And that's how I want you to listen to this audiobook. Don't agree immediately with what I say, just don't immediately disagree with it. Be open to thinking differently. Resist the temptation to state, "That's wrong," or "That could never work," or "That's impossible." You can decide what to take away and what to leave behind at the end of the audiobook. Until then, ask yourself a simple question. How can this insight help me to give others what they need? Every breakthrough has a gestation period. Sometimes it's as short as a second, and sometimes it can take almost forever. Take all the time you need. When the student is ready, the breakthrough happens. There is a reason why you are listening to this. Find it. You can start at the beginning and listen through to the end, or you can start anywhere and cherry-pick the parts that most appeal to you. This audiobook is designed to be both sequential and self-contained at the same time. Each message stands on its own, but it's also integrated into the whole. I write audiobooks for people who don't have time to read or listen to them. I want you to get it quickly and intuitively. I want my listeners to say within the first few pages, "Finally, here is an audiobook that is going to help me make sense of things that don't make sense to me. It's going to help me navigate my way through the future so I can make the biggest impact." Above all, this is a fun activity. It's what you do during your time off and your time on. So listen to it when you are fresh, but also listen to it when you are tired. It is designed as both an inspiration and an enabler for whenever you need it.